Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're at Fenway Park, and Courtney lined up Dave Portnoy.
Yes, I think he's joining us now.
Entrepreneur.
Yes.
Businessman.
Media mogul.
Man.
Media mogul. Maybe the most powerful man in media.
He's an A-plus.
He might be the most famous person to come out of Boston, Wiggy. What do you think about that?
Oh,
I would say he's the most famous person to come out of Boston.
Oh,
ahead of Mark Wahlberg.
I thought you said you were.
Athlete. I know Portnoy played baseball.
Yeah, Portnoy's an athlete.
But I mean at the professional level.
All right.
You know.
And he's also a philanthropist.
Yes.
And so he joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Dave, good morning.
How's it going?
What's going on?
Not too much. Just kind of getting the day going.
Dave, before we get into what we're doing today, I know you're friends with the Hayes family, so obviously a sad few days for us. We've talked to Tuca about it. We've talked to Tori about it. Any words for you to the Hayes family?
You know, it was stunning. That's all you can really say. I found out in the morning, and then you wait for it to be, like, official. But, yeah, I became fairly close with both Jimmy and Kevin, and I know you know them as well, Courtney, really well, BC, all that. So it's just, like the nicest guy in the world. Like, everybody liked them, super funny, affable, and there's nobody who ever didn't like it. How do you even put it into words? You really can't. It's just a stunning, stunning thing to hear. And I actually was, like, making fun of him 2 days beforehand, talking to Kevin. Like, I have a golf tournament coming up with Brooks Koepka, and I just, like, chirped Jimmy a little bit about, like, the past video and, we always bust each other's balls, but it just how fragile life is. I don't know what else to say. It's just a really stunning, sad story. I don't even know how you put it into words, to be honest.
When it comes to Barstool, I would like nothing more than for Barstool to try to save Major League Baseball. How much of a possibility is that, Dave?
I never know because Barstool is a lightning rod for so many people, and I've never totally understood it. But there's, especially in today's world, there's tons of people who love us, and there's a small, I'd say, small vocal minority despise us. So even when that leaked out, like, hey, Barstool may be covering Major League Baseball, the people who don't like us, who probably 99% of them don't watch like sports anyways, went absolutely like bananas. So I think there's a chance, but there's still a long way to go. And the story that was leaked in the New York Post when it was, we weren't like close to signing a deal yet. The conversations were definitely going. My guess is somebody wanted to like leak kind of a weather balloon and be like, all right, how much backlash are we going to get from the same group who, whenever we do anything, is basically like, these guys stink. Like, we could raise, like, we did that Barstool fund. We raised, like, $40 million for business. There were people, like, yelling at us for that. They're like, they're only doing that to get credit. There's just a group of people who don't care for us. So, I don't know. I'd love to do it. I think it'd be good for baseball. I think we'd cover it in a way that's totally unique and appeals to a younger demo. But if I had to put a number on it, I'd say 10%, like I'd be stunned if it still happens, just because Major League Baseball is traditionally conservative, would have to be like, yep, we know we're going to get some complaints, but we're okay with it.
Dave, my mother always used to say, if they're hating on you, that means you've done something well. Now, you're a guy from the area, and, you know.
Is this about you getting a statue in East Boston?
No. We got the sandwich in East Boston.
Because Dave could help you get that done.
Dave could help
help you get that done.
Yeah, he could help with a lot of things. You're a kid from the area, or you're a local kid. Do you ever get a chance to just kind of reflect on, like, everything that you're doing? I know you're doing the NIL stuff with the college kids. I'm a big fan of $1 Million Worth of Game with Wallow and Gilly the King. So do you ever just get a chance to just sit there and go, man, look what I've been able to accomplish, you know, especially when you was beating the pavement and no one wanted to give you a chance?
Yeah. Every once in a while something will happen that I'm like, man, I can't believe that just went down that way. And, you know, we've grown so much. Some people don't get, like, how it started. Like, I was literally, you know, handing newspapers outside Garden and Fenway Park. Like, if I go to a Celtics game, the scalpers, like, still recognize me. They're like, hey, good to see you, like, successful, because they'd be selling their tickets and I'd be slinging my newspapers. So it's there's certain instances. Like, Jimmy Buffett invited me over his, like, house for lunch the other day. And Jimmy Buffett's, like, my guy. Like, I used to dress my Subaru up as, like, a shark and go to the Tweeter Center, like, every year. So moments like that, it's like, I cannot believe this is happening. But for the most part, we're still so busy, so I don't have a lot of time to reflect. But I certainly understand, like, this is kind of a one in a bazillion thing that I got very lucky along the way so many different times. And it's kind of surreal how big it's gotten.
Tell me he doesn't serve cheeseburgers, right? This is like what.
Listen, the man has it made. He has like a little like pitch and putt golf like course in his front yard, and he's got his seaplane in the back so he can fly in and out. It's pretty spectacular.
Another one of your guys, Mr. Tom Brady, who tends to comment on your Instagrams quite a few times. Matt Damon has picked Brady over the Patriots. I don't know where you stand on that.
He picked Brady over the Patriots?
Yeah, he said he's barely not even watching the Patriots.
That's a fake fan. I mean, I love Brady. I'm a Brady guy through and through, but if the Patriots play the Bucs, I want the Patriots to win 9,000-0. Like, you can't – that's just not a real fan. You cannot root for Brady over the Patriots. I don't care how great he's been. And everyone – I went to jail for the dude. So it's like I'm the biggest Brady guy there is, but I'm a Patriots fan. Patriots first.
Do you think Matt Damon should have a lifetime ban from Gillette?
He's not allowed in Boston.
That's a crazy thing to say.
Not agree more. Yeah. Could not agree more.
He's not allowed in Boston no more, Dave. He's not more.
I mean,
for the team.
It's not like something that it's like, oh, it's just, I don't know. Like, everyone loves Brady around here still, but we're Patriot fans. And that goes for any team. It doesn't matter what. We root for the team first and then players on the team. I just don't know how you could root against the Patriots. That's nuts to me.
Well, and you know why we're here right now doing the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Since being in the area, this is the 19th year, were you familiar with it? Have you watched it in the past, listened to it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, how could you not be aware of it? And for a long time, obviously, it was like there was nothing else in terms of like EEI and the Red Sox, so it was everywhere. But yeah, I you can't not be aware of it because it's everywhere for when the Red Sox are playing and EEI and all that. Obviously, since I've been out of the city, you lose track a little bit, but I still have enough connections to Boston. You always know when it's going on. So yeah, you see all the stories, and it's always an emotional, 2 days, I think, straight, and they set the limit. So yes, how could you not be aware of it?
Well, listen, thanks for joining us, and thanks for, from me anyway, everything that you did when it came to small businesses and saving so many businesses is extraordinary. So I thank you for championing that effort and for what you did, Dave. It's awesome. So I'm really glad you came on this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate Courtney. You got no guts. I thought you were going to, like, throw out a number I had to donate. I was listening to that
beforehand.
Well,
I was just hoping,
but,
you know, we all know how much you make off of Barstool, so I was just hoping you were going to come to the table.
Usually when I'm on something like this, somebody sticks a number at me, but I'll donate.
It should be Courtney. I mean, it should be Courtney.
I know her. That's why I said no guts. That's fine. I'll donate anyways. But
you want to go?
Yeah, why don't
you want to go?
Yes, he does.
I'm going to donate. I'm just telling you, next time you have somebody that you're friends with that's wealthy, you should throw a number tickets.
Yeah, wow. Right.
I was just hoping you're such a charitable guy. You were going to come to the table.
Wait, hold on. I want to hear what was the chicken box thing?
Packy runs a chicken box, invited me to an event just so he could publicly like throw a number out and embarrass me that I had to donate. So that I was expecting that as I was listening. So,
I'll donate, but
thank you for not doing that, Courtney.
What are you waiting for? We're hoping
that we can get to 300,000 this morning. So if you wanted to donate, I think we're at what is it right now? 200,000. So if you wanted to throw 100,000, you would do us a big service right now. You've got the cash.
I think they
hung up.
He's gone.
He hung up.
That's it.
Well.
I was going to invite him to my house and throw in a number.
I would have gone like 25 or
million.
He wanted to go there, so I said.
I would have gone like 25 or, I mean, 50.
50,
I don't know.
Did you see how much he made?
You got to respect Courtney. She goes right for 100 grand.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I probably would have went for like 50K. He is loaded.
He's loaded.
His 100,000 is not bad though. He is loaded.
Please.
He'll make a big donation.
Yes.
If there's anything you know about Dave.
He's one of the best people ever.
He's a good dude. I've only met him a couple times. Good kid.
Yes.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.